were sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of estate-grown wines and by the Keepersall Estates Restaurant and Winery, East Texas destination, south of Tyler, off of FM 344. Jeffrey Immelt isn't really a household name, but the company he runs is. Immelt is the CEO of General Electric, the company founded by Thomas Edison. GE makes everything from light bulbs to jet aircraft engines. It was chosen in 1896 as one of the 12 original component companies of the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It is the only one of those 12 that is still a Dow component today. GE is a worldwide powerhouse, the kind of company that commands attention, which it did earlier this month as a result of an email that Jeff Immelt sent to GE employees. Immelt announced that GE has formed an exploratory team to consider moving its corporate headquarters out of Fairfield, Connecticut to a state with a, quote, more pro-business environment. Why? Because of the new taxes signed into law by Democratic Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy. The taxes are a part of a $40 billion budget that imposes new levies on the traditional Democratic boogeymen, that is, corporations and wealthy individuals. This comes even as Connecticut ranks dead last among the 50 states in annual economic growth, according to the Commerce Department. It never occurs to Democrats, and too often it doesn't occur to Republicans, that companies and wealthy individuals have the capacity to pack up and move. As lawmakers in Connecticut have piled on ever more taxation and regulation, companies and the people who work for them have left. Hartford, Connecticut was once the insurance capital of the world. Des Moines, Iowa now holds the more legitimate claim to that title. Connecticut's three largest cities, Bridgeport, New Haven, and Hartford, all have smaller populations today than they did in the 1930s. If GE relocates, it would be a huge rebuke to the state of Connecticut. There is no way to put a positive spin on losing an iconic American company to a rival state. Said rival states have no qualms, however, about making that pitch. Governor Mike Pence of Indiana has some ideas on a new home for GE, as does Greg Abbott of Texas. Both states boast low taxes and a business-friendly regulatory climate. Both states are run by Republicans. If GE leaves Connecticut, Democrats will predictably denounce the move as mean-spirited and motivated by greed. But it will never occur to them to look in the mirror and ask themselves, what is it about Texas or Indiana that would make GE want to move there? Nor would they ever ask themselves, what is it about Connecticut that would make GE want to leave? This Sunday, we mark the 227th anniversary of the ratification of the U.S. Constitution. A key part of the brilliance of that document lies in the degree of sovereignty retained by the states. Sovereignty that enables and encourages states to compete with one another. This is something that high-tax liberals in states like Connecticut should keep in mind, that GE might, in its own self-interest, pack up and move to a more accommodating state is exactly what the founders intended. That's my word. What's yours? Go to youtellmetexas.com and you tell me. And follow me on Twitter at Paul Gleiser. Spend any time knocking around Europe. Say, for example, come with us on a KTBB World Tour excursion. And one of the things you'll discover is that people in Europe drink wine from vineyards close to home. Nearly every town and village has a local winery. The vast majority of wine produced in Europe is consumed within a few miles of where it's grown. That is the history and tradition of winemaking. Giant national brand wines produced in industrial quantities is a comparatively recent American invention. And that's why having the Keepersall Winery right here in our own backyard is so extraordinary. Because of the commitment of the DeVette family, we here in East Texas are able to enjoy wine the way wine has been enjoyed for centuries. We're able to visit the winery, talk with the winemaker, and try wines from the Keepersall collection. So I recommend a visit to the Keepersall Winery this very weekend. Tell them I sent you, and of course, the nominal $1 tasting fees are on me. Go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. Learn more at Keepersall.com.